Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. So morning conversation is up on the Facebooks. We're also taking your calls, 270-763-9830. And that conversation is...
Family recipes. Do you share them or no?
And why?
Why wouldn't you share them?
I am with you. If you've got a family recipe, it tastes good, it's delicious, you like it. Anytime anybody's tried it, they're like, this is great. Share that recipe.
Why? I don't understand it. I grew up with some friends of the family made this really good dish. And I mean, we were close. Our families were close, and they would not budge and would not share the family recipe because it's a secret. And I never, even as a child, like, I guess it didn't really impact me that much. But as I got older, I thought, why won't they share it? Because once you're gone, that's it. That recipe stops if you don't share it with anybody.
Well, and my thing too is it's not a business.
Yeah.
Now, if I ran a restaurant or a food truck or a catering company, I would not give you my recipes because that's how I make my money.
Right.
But this is just something I make at my house, and I want you to have the recipe.
And, you know, even if I, as a non-restaurant owner, were sharing that recipe and somebody in a restaurant were to use it, go for it.
I would love that.
I'm not losing anything.
If a restaurant found something that we make at our house and wanted to add it to their menu, I'd go buy it from them.
Yes. So anyway, I don't understand, but I know that people feel strongly about that.
Yeah.
And so I'm just curious as to why.
But I also like taking recipes and giving them a little tweak.
Yes, make it your own.
So, like, you and I have shared recipes back and forth, and, you know, I've told you how we've made something. You're like, well, we don't like that vegetable. We're going to add this vegetable or whatever. That's fine.
Yeah.
We're not making medicine here. It's not like if you don't follow the formula, you're going to die. It's food prep.
Yeah.
Do what you enjoy.
All of this kind of, it made me start thinking about it yesterday when Adam shared his popcorn with me.
Which and you thought was great.
Yes. And so I asked him, I said, oh, you can share the recipe? And he's like, no, I don't share the recipe. And I was like, oh, why not? And he said, in his defense, he said, because I work really hard at perfecting this. You know, lots of trial and error. And I was like, okay. So are you going to make it for me every time I want it? If you're not going to share the recipe. So, you know, I mean, no, and that's fine that he doesn't want to share the recipe. I'm just trying to understand why. But he explained why he won't share it. So other people, I need an explanation.
Well, I have a lot of great recipes that my wife has come up with over the years and little tweaks on them that we've made, she and I together. And yeah, I love to share recipes.
Like, I don't create recipes on my own. Okay, let's just be clear. I am not good enough in the kitchen to be able to say, oh, that would go together, and I should make this, and I'll call it this. No, like everything I make is a reproduction of something else that somebody else has done.
Not a bad call.
Yeah.